Donald Trump moved from Trump Towers to his golf club in New Jersey this weekend and did a blitzkrieg of back-to-back cabinet interviews. So where are we going from here? Joining us from Purple Strategies is GOP consultant Bruce Haynes for a scorecard and a roundup of what we've seen so far. Good morning, Bruce. Thank you for joining us on the KSR Live line.
Good morning, Melanie.
All right, so we saw a lot of people. First of all, I just got to say, I love the fact that Trump Towers, there's a live feed from C-SPAN, so you can just watch people go in and out. I think that's a great
way
to... As the tower turns, exactly. I guess now we'll just have to yell, four, when we see somebody coming towards the New Jersey golf club where he's hanging out these days. So
that's right.
What do you think about the choices so far and the likelihood that they'll be approved by what will certainly be a rankled Congress as well as the Senate?
Well, I think the key issue is going to be, are there going to be enough Democrats who are willing to come over and help him get to the 60 votes that he needs in the Senate? Republicans right now control about 52 seats. There have been some Democrats, such as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who have indicated that they would support some of these nominees. But there is a little bit of controversy around some of the past statements that have been made, particularly by retired General Michael Flynn, who has been nominated to be National Security Advisor, and Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, who has been nominated or is going to be nominated to be Attorney General. Sessions, of course, was several years ago, did not get Senate confirmation to be a federal judge. So it's going to be very interesting to see if the Senate changes their views on allowing him to be Attorney General.
So he's made some picks, you know, you could say what you want about it, but they are somewhat controversial, Flynn and Sessions and Bannon. So then does Romney, Trump, if he wants to make things simpler, he takes a guy, a middle-of-the-road guy like Romney, and puts him in there for Secretary of State and then sort of evens everything out. Or God forbid he has some diversity in a woman or some other diversity. But trying to get into the mind of Donald Trump would be crazy.
Yeah, but I think you make a good point. It has been interesting that he has at least reached out to people who have been staunch critics, folks like Mitt Romney, who called Trump a phony and a fraud, folks like South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, very popular Indian-American woman governor who was sharply critical of some of the things that Donald Trump had to say on the campaign trail, ultimately did say she's voted for him. You know, he has reached out to these folks and he's brought them in, so there's at least an appearance here that he's willing to entertain a diversity of people and a diversity of viewpoints. But as you say, the proof will be in the pudding of which of these names actually go up.
Here's my picture of what's going to happen. I think that no matter who Donald Trump nominates or puts up as a choice, the Democrats are going to find something with which to smear him or her. They're not going to let any one of these appointments go back or go by without a whole lot of racket, a lot of light, noise, sound, and fury.
I think that's probably right. And the danger there for Democrats is this sounds a lot like the same old Washington game that so many American voters are frustrated about. I think they're frustrated at this kind of bait. They were equally frustrated that Republicans would not confirm President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. Now they'll be equally frustrated if they don't confirm some of Donald Trump's appointments, especially some of them that may be seen as less controversial. And that may play, believe it or not, right into Donald Trump's hands, because I think a lot of that frustration about the Washington game is the reason he's the president-elect.
You know, New York Times has this interesting article today about Trump. He's basically hosting his apprentice game show with the cabinet picks. For instance, he thought Rudy Giuliani was getting too much attention, so he floats Nikki Haley's name out there. He really is playing the media, and you could say that's genius or he's just playing some diabolical game.
Yeah, I think it's that, or I kind of wonder if it's a little bit more like The Bachelor, where, you know, you've got someone who's developing relationships with a great deal of people and deciding who he wants to get married to. He's bringing in, again, a diverse set of views, and wouldn't it be interesting if a couple of the key names that we heard very early, Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich, Ben Carson, all end up being on the outside looking in.
Yes.
Right now, the bettor's money is that that's the case. So again, we're seeing some Trump loyalists in a couple of key positions: national security, attorney general. Beyond that, Secretary of State will be very interesting in the other cabinet offices as well. Is he going to, you know, again, or give these as plums to loyalists, or is he going to reach out And build a broad and diverse cabinet. That's what we're all keeping our eye on to see what happens.
It's very interesting to watch because Donald Trump is a man who demands, who insists, and who will punish those who aren't loyal to him. But when it comes to payback, you know, for that loyalty, I'm not sure he has the reciprocity. We'll have to find out, of course, when he makes these appointments. But loyalty is it's an interesting concept in the political world, isn't it?
It is. And it's interesting. It's going to... We're going to weigh this against something else that Donald Trump has said, which is that he would hire the best people, the very best people, is what he said. So, you know, some of these people now, we see them coming in. We see folks like, again, Mitt Romney and Nikki Haley being rumored for the cabinet. So he is choosing between very experienced people with great backgrounds and some people that maybe don't have quite as good a background but have plenty of experience that have been more loyal to him. It'll see what kind of a mix of those folks, and I think it'll tell us a lot about how he intends to govern.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Bruce. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Bruce Haynes, he is from Purple Strategies. He's a GOP consultant.